Colgate Palmolive Feet Company, makers of Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair, and Palmolive Shave Creams for a smoother, more comfortable way to shave, bring you Satan's Waitin'.
Indeed I am. The one who's always waiting. For this one and that one. Even you, if you choose. You remember me, of course, the diabolic deity of many names, but most popularly known as the Prince of Darkness, Satan. But not to Catherine and Robert. Catherine, slightly married, is more than slightly interested in other young men.
This young artist, he interests me. I wonder if I wouldn't find it quite entertaining to have him paint my portrait.
And the artist, Robert, will do anything, anything at all, to reach his coveted goal.
So she's married. She wants to help me, doesn't she? I can go along. Anything if I can keep going. Win that art contest.
My, a promising situation for my handiwork. Will you rise with me to the occasion? It is early evening, a few weeks after Catherine has begun sitting for her portrait. She returns home after a day at the artist's studio, slips quietly into the house, intending to go directly to her room. But as she passes the open door to her husband's study, her plans are changed abruptly.
Well, Catherine, at last.
Malcolm.
Come on in, my love. Join the fun.
The fun? Malcolm, this is ridiculous. You've been drinking.
That I have, but only a little. Don't worry, there's plenty for you.
No, thank you. I'm really too tired. That beastly artist kept me posing until 6:30 in that stuffy little studio.
Oh, don't bother to explain. I'll pour you a drink.
I told you, Malcolm, I don't care for a
drink.
I'll
pour you one anyway, because, Catherine, my love, you're going to need it.
Malcolm, I've never seen you like this before.
Right,
never.
My love, you've never seen me like this before, because since the day I married you, I've never felt like this. You see, Catherine, I'm celebrating our coming divorce. Now, didn't I tell you you'd need this drink?
Malcolm. Oh, Malcolm, you're not serious. You're not telling me that you don't love me anymore.
Oh, better than that. I'm saying I never did love you, and you never loved me. And don't put your glass down there. You'll get rings on my report.
Report?
Uh-huh. Detective report. Just got it this afternoon. Interesting. Listen. On Monday, the subject, that's you, left the correspondent's studio at 3:15 p.m., accompanied by correspondent, that's Robert. They proceeded to Baroni's Italian restaurant, where they retired to a curtain booth. Nice touch, that last.
You don't mean this.
On Tuesday at 4:45 p.m., attached photograph of subject and correspondent in embrace was taken through skylight from adjoining rooftop.
Stop it, stop it! All right, Malcolm. Get your divorce. But I'm warning you, I'll take every cent I can get my hands on. And I'll have Robert, too.
Do you really think he'll marry you?
He loves me, real love, something you wouldn't understand.
Well, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm willing to gamble.
Gamble? What does that mean?
It means that with this evidence, a good lawyer can get me a divorce without settling accounts on you. But I'll be fair. You can have the house, Catherine, and enough to run it. Then at the end of 6 months, I'll make you a gift of a cash sum. A large cash sum, provided...
Provided what?
That Robert does love you.
He does.
Enough to marry.
He will.
Within 6 months, after the technicalities in Reno.
Within 6 months.
Well, it's all settled then. No muss, no fuss. I have nothing to worry about, my love. And neither do you.
Well, Catherine, what do you think?
It's fiendish. Oh, it's like Malcolm to laugh at me. He's always laughed at me.
But we can beat him, Catherine. You have Robert now, and Robert does love you. Doesn't he?
If I only could be sure. I'm going to see him. Tonight. Now. Robert? Robert? Robert! He's gone.
Steady, Catherine, steady. Don't let anyone see that we're so frightened about Robert's departure. We must keep up appearances, you know.
Well, he couldn't have gone far. Oh, it's probably nothing. Greg. Maybe Greg Barnes would know where he is.
Of course. You met Robert through Greg in the first place. Of course. Go to Greg's apartment, Catherine. He knows all the artist's haunts. And make it seem casual. Oh, so very casual.
And so, well, I suppose it's silly to trouble you, Greg, darling, but I thought you might know.
Mm-hmm. Wish I could help, lady, but I'm a newspaper man, laughingly known as an art critic, not a bloodhound.
But you must know some of the places he goes.
I know his paintings are mediocre at best, but his private life? Nope, nothing. However, at the risk of being indelicate, it might be a woman, one of those pretty young art students from the Institute.
You're lying. That isn't true. He wouldn't...
Hey, wait a minute, lady.
All right, Greg. All right. You may as well know the truth. Robert and I are in love. Mm. Malcolm has consented to give me a divorce. If I seem nervous, well, please find him for me, Greg. I'm so happy and upset all at once. Don't you see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Do I call you at home, or has Malcolm already thrown you out?
Call me at home, and the throwing out was the other way around. Remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Catherine, I wonder if Malcolm had something to do with Robert's disappearance.
Malcolm! Oh, yes. Oh, it'd be just like him. He paid Robert to go away so he could laugh at me. Laugh at me and... Hello?
Bloodhound Barnes reporting.
Greg.
Yes.
You found Robert?
Yes.
Oh, where is he?
At his studio.
Well, did you tell him I'd be there?
He's waiting.
Oh, I love you forever.
All women do.
Thank you, Greg. You don't know what this means to me.
Just one thing.
What's that?
After you've married him, treat him right. I said he was a mediocre painter, and he is now, but give him a chance to develop. He can be good. Maybe not great, but at least good. Even that's a rarity these days.
Greg, I love him. From now on, his painting will be the most important thing in life to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure.
Robert.
Come in, Catherine.
Oh, darling, I was so worried when I came here.
Yes, Catherine, Greg told me.
Oh, Robert, darling, perhaps I've made a mess of things. I know our little attentions to each other meant nothing, but when Malcolm got jealous... Oh, you don't know what a beast that man can be, Robert. He shouted at
me
and...
For heaven's sake, Catherine, will you spare me the theatrics?
Robert, you don't mean you refuse...
I mean Greg told me everything. I know what you're getting at.
Oh, but don't you see, darling? Oh, I know it may not be very romantic, but it's terribly practical, Robert. Really, it is. I have money, you have talent. We could do such wonderful things together.
Don't worry, Catherine. I'll marry you when it's time.
You'll...
I said I'll marry you. It's what you want, isn't it?
Yes, Robert. It's what I want.
Yes, Catherine. It has all worked out for the best, hasn't it?
Oh, just wait till Malcolm hears. He'll be so surprised. Then who'll be laughing?
That's right, Catherine. The last laugh. That's what you want most of all. And you will have it. With my help. You just wait and see.
In just a moment, ladies and gentlemen, we'll return to Satan's Waitin'. But first, remember, soaping doll's hair, Halo glorifies it. So,
Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So, Halo, everybody, Halo.
Yes, there's your cue to lovely, naturally lustrous hair. For soaping your hair with even finest liquid or cream shampoos hides its natural luster with dulling soap film. But Halo shampoo is not a soap, not a cream. Made with a new patented ingredient, Halo glorifies your hair with your very first shampoo. Even in hardest water, Halo gives oceans of rich, soft water lather, rinses away quickly, needs no after rinse. Halo removes embarrassing dandruff from both hair and scalp, leaves hair soft, fragrant, shining, wonderfully easy to manage. Exceptionally safe and gentle, Halo is ideal for children's hair, too. Ask for Halo, America's favorite shampoo, at any drug or cosmetic counter.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
Now, once again, Satan's Waitin'.
So, all is going well with our charming little friend, Catherine St. Clair. Her almost ex-husband, Malcolm, has been away in Reno attending to the necessary formalities. Robert, in turn, has already moved into a studio Catherine had built for him in the attic of the St. Clair home. Of course, she had to run up a bill to do it, but with marriage to Robert and a generous settlement from Malcolm in the offing, she's found little time for concern. Most of her time, in fact, has been spent in celebrating. Tonight, for example, she's entertaining a group of her noisy friends.
So, you're really going to announce it?
Oh, Greg, announce it. Announce what?
Don't be coy, lady. This smells to me like an engagement party.
And if it is?
But me, I'm old-fashioned.
Oh, now, Greg, really. Don't tell me you disapprove.
Oh, it's not that. I had the funny notion the groom-to-be usually turned up at this kind of affair.
Robert?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's up in his studio doing some preliminary sketches or something like that.
Correction, Catherine. I was up in my studio.
Robert.
Trying to do some work.
You'll pardon me, Catherine. My cue to leave.
That's right, Greg. And take the others with you.
What did you say?
I told him to take the others with him. Can't you understand, Catherine? I'm trying to do some work.
Are you indeed? Well, it happens these are my friends, and this is my house.
I know that. You haven't given me a minute to forget it.
Well, I won't have you ordering my friends around. Do you understand?
All right. That's fine by me. Just fine.
Robert! Robert, wait! Robert? Oh, darling, I'm sorry. I got rid of all those noisy people. Honestly, I don't know what got into me.
You don't have to apologize, Catherine.
Robert, you're not packing your things.
Yes. I'm moving back into my old studio.
You're not doing anything of the kind. I won't
Catherine,
have it.
Catherine, will you please stop telling me what to do and listen to me for a minute? I've been trying for weeks to tell you something, but I just can't seem to.
Tell me what?
It's about my work. I know you haven't been interested, but it's very important to me. In 3 months, I'm going to enter a competition at the Chicago Institute of Art for contemporary paintings.
But you can work here, Robert.
No, I can't. I thought I could work here, but it would be a change of atmosphere I needed. But I was wrong, Catherine.
You're walking out on me. You think nothing of just walking out.
It isn't that. I told you I'd marry you, and I will, but I need these 3 months, just 3 months.
It'll stretch to six.
No, it can't. The contest will be over.
All right, Robert. 3 months? I wanted to spend some time in Europe before the wedding, anyhow. But the day that contest is over, well, you'll want to marry me, anyhow, because, frankly, darling, I don't think your paintings have a chance.
What?
I just don't think you're good enough.
We're not at all concerned now, are we, Catherine? No, your parting line to Robert, the truth behind it, provides a feeling of confidence. Makes the weeks that follow very pleasant ones. London, Paris, the gaiety of new places, not to mention occasional new escorts.
I've been discreet enough. No one will know.
Right, Catherine. And I'm going to protect you a bit as you journey to your hotel in the French Riviera. No escorts this time. You're alone, as I bring you face to face with none other than...
Malcolm! Oh, Malcolm, I had no idea you were on the continent.
On my way to Monte Carlo, my love.
Oh, gambling. Isn't that a new hobby for you?
Well, Catherine, I'd say it was simply another facet that you added to my life.
I?
Took it up first in Reno, my girl. Gets in your blood.
Well, just so you don't lose my money as well as your own.
Your money? Oh, now, I do hope you haven't gone too far in debt financing yourself so far.
I'm not too worried. Considering how much I'll collect from you, Malcolm.
On our little wager.
On our little wager, yes.
You're not aware, then, that your devoted artist friend Robert has been running around New York with one of his attractive young art students?
Where did you hear that?
Oh, around. Bad news travels fast, my love. Of course, from my point of view, it's good news.
Oh, you underestimate me, Malcolm. As usual.
You're sure you haven't overestimated Robert?
Quite sure. And what's that for?
Just thinking. You only arrived today here on the Riviera, and I'd bet anything, just anything, that you'll take the first plane out of here tonight.
He was so right, wasn't he, Catherine? But no matter. It's still the last laugh that counts.
Oh, I've got to be sure. I can't make a fool of myself.
Yes, Catherine.
Robert. I'll go to Robert's studio and find out for myself.
Robert, yes, very good. We'll call on him the moment we reach New York.
Take your time, dear.
Catherine. What, Catherine, I didn't expect...
Didn't expect me back so soon, I know. My, my. So many paintings.
Yes, they're...
Oh, please, Robert. You don't have to tell me. I know they're good. Some are very, very good.
Well, Catherine, these paintings...
Yes, I know. They're going to win the contest for you. And what will that mean, Robert? That our marriage is all off?
Catherine, I'm sorry. But you did ask for this. Yes, it's all off. I might as well admit it. I don't need you any longer.
Well, how nice. I finance you long enough to paint what you want to paint, and then...
You never believed in me. Catherine, you don't know. Good work, not really. We've nothing in common.
Oh, stop it. I'm sick of hearing that.
Sorry, but it's true.
Robert, what you don't know is that I do love you. Why, you've cut me down as surely as if you'd done it with this knife.
Catherine, please don't start the old theatrics again and get away from those things. That knife, the gun, they're props, things I've borrowed.
Really, Robert? They seem real enough.
Of course they're real.
This knife, isn't it real enough to slash this painting? And this one?
Catherine.
Stay away from me. I'll show you, Robert. I'll make you beg to keep you. You're not winning any contest, not with paintings that look like this. And this. I'll slice them all, you hear? I'll cut them to ribbons.
Catherine.
Let me go. Let me go.
You've done all you're going to, Catherine. Give me that knife. There. Now let me tell you something.
No. I'll tell you something.
Catherine, the gun.
No.
Put it down.
No, Robert. Not until...
You're...
Not until I've killed you. Robert! Robert. The gun was real. You are dead. Oh, no, no.
Oh, yes, yes, Catherine. You have killed him just as surely as if you'd planned it.
What will I do? What will I do?
Well, now let me see. If you don't want to give up, I'm still willing to help. The gun. Isn't there something about the gun?
The gun. I'll wipe it clean. Put it in Robert's hand.
A good start, Catherine. You're getting the idea. And now, supposing we get out of here, call Greg from the drugstore on the corner,
tell the story just a little bit differently from the way it actually happened.
Of course. I can do it. I can convince him.
Hurry, Catherine. We don't want to be found in here with the body. Not the way we're going to tell this. Yes?
Greg? Greg, it's Catherine. Oh, Greg, I've got to see you. It's about Robert.
He refuses to take you back?
Well, I don't know, Greg, I don't know.
Well, I don't understand you, lady. Didn't you go to his studio?
Yes, I did, but he wasn't there. I went in and... Oh, Greg, I did a terrible thing. Really dreadful. He'll never forgive me. I slashed his paintings, cut them to bits. The ones he was going to enter in the contest.
You what?
His paintings, all the beautiful paintings he was going to enter in the contest. Oh, I was so jealous, Greg, thinking of him with that other girl. I destroyed them.
Catherine, you couldn't.
But I did. And now... Oh, don't you see, Greg? I'm frightened, terribly frightened. You know what this contest means to him, and when Robert comes back, there's no telling what he might do.
Where are you, Catherine?
Well, I'm calling from the drugstore half a block from his place.
Well, I'll meet you there. We'll go up to his studio and wait for him together.
Oh, Greg, thank you. Oh, thank you, but do hurry, please. If we don't get back to the studio before Robert does, well, you know how impulsive he is.
I understand. I'll hurry.
He believed it. Greg believed it.
Of course he believed it, Catherine, and it is almost the truth. But steady now. Just the right degree of surprise when Greg makes the shocking discovery.
Good Lord, Catherine.
Greg, what is it? Greg! We're too late.
Yes.
Oh, Greg, what has he done? What has he done?
It would appear, lady, that he's shot himself.
Oh, no! Oh, Greg, it's my fault. The paintings, I drove him to it. It's almost as if I did it.
Steady, steady now. We've got to call the police right away. There's nothing we can do for Robert now.
In just a moment, ladies and gentlemen, we'll return to our story. But now, men, does your face do a slow burn every time you shave? And it's time you heard the good news about smoother, more comfortable shaves the Palmolive shaving cream way. That's right, smoother, more comfortable shaves. And men, only Palmolive, no other shaving cream, offers you real proof, not just promises, of smoother, more comfortable shaves. For the new Palmolive shaving cream way gets beards really soft, and it provides a protective film that actually floats your razor's cutting edge. Yes, even in cold or hard water, you get a clean, close shave every time. Super smooth, super comfortable. Over 2,500 men tested Palmolive shaving creams thoroughly. They followed the simple directions on the tube, and no matter how they shaved before, 3 out of 4 reported beards easier to cut, less razor pull, more comfortable, actually smoother shaves. Get Palmolive shaving cream, lather or brushless. See if you don't get that super smooth, super comfortable, free and easy shave you've always wanted. You owe it to your face to try Palmolive lather or brushless. Remember, only Palmolive, no other shaving cream, offers you proof of smoother, more comfortable shaves. Now, back to Satan's Waitin'.
Well, we're certainly a long way from losing, aren't we, Catherine? Though more important than Malcolm's money is that Robert's suicide be accepted as such. Also, as Greg turns to the phone, you look for one more opportunity to suggest the motive.
Operator, will you get me the police, please? An emergency.
Oh, Greg, it's horrible, just fantastic.
Yes.
The police. I suppose I'll have to tell them I slashed the paintings.
You did, didn't you?
Well, yes, but... Oh, don't you see? People will say I drove him to it, that it was my fault.
It's really a shame, Catherine, how little you know or cared about his work. If you had taken an interest in Robert's work, you wouldn't have made your one very big mistake.
Mistake?
That's what I said, Catherine. You see, those paintings you slashed...
What about them?
They aren't Robert's at all. None of them. His have already been placed on display for the competition.
What?
These here in the studio that you thought were so fine, so perfect. They're nothing more than the dawdling but promising efforts of the young student Robert was teaching.
No, you're lying.
Your well-planned motive for suicide is out the window, lady. Oh, hello, police. Sergeant, this is Greg Barnes, the art critic.
Greg, please.
I want to report a murder. That's right. And if you'll hurry straight over, I'll be happy to add a few brilliant comments. Something to change the picture here considerably.
Sorry, Catherine, I did let you pass a hasty judgment on those paintings. My, we weren't quite so artistic in our little murder plan after all, were we? And now, my dear, awaiting your trial for murder, what are your final thoughts?
Robert, he was trying to tell me. Robert tried to tell me they weren't his paintings.
Yes, he did. Robert didn't really want to laugh at you, did he?
Malcolm, he got the last laugh after all.
Malcolm and I, Catherine, don't forget me. In fact, just in case you might, I'm going to see that you hear my laugh morning, noon, and night for the next few thousand years.
Remember, every Tuesday night at the same time, the Colgate Palmolive Peat Company, makers of Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair, and Palmolive Shave Creams for a smoother, more comfortable way to shave, bring you Satan's Waitin'. Satan's Waitin' is written and edited by Joel Malone, directed by George W. Allen, and featured Joan Banks, David Ellis, and of course, Satan.
For double protection, use Vito, Colgate's marvelous deodorant.
Yes, Vito protects you in these two important ways. One, Vito stops odor instantly. Two, Vito checks perspiration immediately.
Use daily, Vito safeguards your daintiness from bath to bath, yet it's safe for normal skin and clothes.
Vito smooths on easy as vanishing cream, never cakes or dries out in the jar, has a delicate fragrance you'll love.
Remember, for double protection against underarm perspiration and odor, get Vito. Vito deodorant cream.
Again, I take my leave for other fields. Before I go, however, a reminder to the prudent. My prospects are legion. My arena of activity, universal. With the wrong yield this way or that to temptation, it might be this one, or that one, or even you, for whom Satan's waiting.
Be sure to join us again next Tuesday when Satan will be waiting. Listen to Hollywood's newest comedy sensation, Steve Allen. Trade laughs with the most fabulous character to come out of the West Coast in years. Yes, don't miss Steve Allen next Sunday night over most of these CBS stations. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.